Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi David. Good evening, Mishpacha. Thank you so much. And now let's study the scriptures together. And please join in with your comments. Today's Torah portion, Parsha Mishpatim, Laws. And I would like to speak about the blood of the covenant. It is a very interesting place of scripture, very interesting Torah portion. And let's read together Exodus chapter 24. Verse 1 through 11. Then to Moses he said, the Lord said to Moses, come up to Adonai, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel, and worship from afar. Moses alone is to approach Adonai, but the others may not draw near. Nor are the people to go up with him. So Moses came and told the people all the words of Adonai, as well as all the ordinances. All the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which Adonai has spoken, we will do. So Moses wrote down all the words of Adonai, then rose up early in the morning and built an altar below the mountain, along with the 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. He then sent out young men of Bnei Israel who sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings of oxen to Adonai. Then Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and the other half he poured out against the altar. He took the scroll of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. Again, they said, all that Adonai has spoken, we will do and obey. Verse 8. Then Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, behold, the blood of the covenant, which Adonai has cut with you, in agreement with all these words. Very interesting place here, which means that that we are included in the covenant with the Lord only when we are in agreement with the written word of God, the scriptures. And final verse, verse 9. Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up. Verse 10. They saw the God of Israel, and under his feet was something like a pavement of sapphire, as clear as the very heavens. Yet he did not raise his hand against the nobles of Bnei Israel. So they beheld God and ate and drank. What a remarkable place of scripture. It speaks of covering with the blood. In the event described here, God made a covenant with Israel. He promised, if you will fulfill all my words, then I will be your God and you will be my people. After Moses read the law to the people replied, all the words which Adonai has spoken, we will do. This way they entered into a covenant with the Lord. Important moment in their history. They entered the covenant with the Lord. And now this covenant must be confirmed, sealed, ratified, and put into effect. And this could only happen by sprinkling it with blood of the sacrifice. I want to read Hebrews chapter 9, verses 19 through 22. It is a very interesting place of scripture. It speaks about this event. Hebrews 9:19-22. For when every commandment had been spoken by Moses to all the people according to the Torah, he took the blood of the calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and he sprinkled both the book itself and all the people. He said, this is the blood of the covenant which God commanded you. And in the same way, he sprinkled the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry with the blood. And nearly everything is purified in blood according to the Torah. And apart from the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Apart from the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. The shed blood of the burnt offering was collected in a bowl. Moses took it and sprinkled it on the altar. Then he took hyssop, dipped in the blood, and sprinkled the 12 stones, representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Finally, he dipped the hyssop in blood and sprinkled the people of Israel. The blood was sprinkled upon the people, served to seal the covenant. It is a very important moment here. It was a seal from the Lord. The scriptures make it very clear that the sprinkling of blood granted the Israelites full access to God. In this case, particularly in the case on the mountain of God, sprinkling with blood is associated with forgiveness of sins and atonement from sins. This was about restoring their relationships with God. What could cover their sin? Nothing but the blood of the sacrifice. What could restore their relationships? Nothing but the blood of the sacrifice. What could allow them in the presence of God? Nothing but the blood of the sacrifice. After that, Moses, Nadab, and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up the mountain and saw God there. The Lord appeared to them, walking on the clear and pure sapphire. Scripture concludes that they were free, entirely at ease, and without fear of judgment in God's presence. I like this verse 11, Exodus 24, 11. So they ate in his presence. They drank there in his presence, in the presence of the Lord. And verse 11, yet he, the Lord, he did not raise his hand against the nobles of Bnei Israel. So they beheld God and ate and drank. It's just amazing. These people could eat and drink in the presence of God. But if you remember, shortly before that, they trembled with fear for their lives. And now they can eat in the presence of the Lord. Why? Because they were sprinkled with the blood of the sacrifice. I believe they experienced protection, strength, and safety through the blood of the sacrifice. What a good news for us. Today we are under the covenant with Yeshua the Messiah, a new covenant sealed by his own blood. Nothing has changed, and everything has changed. Today it is still the blood of the sacrifice that makes us free. But now it is the blood of Yeshua, the only perfect sacrifice that frees us, that removes the condemnation of sin, that casts out our fear, that allows us to boldly enter into the presence of the Lord. Now you are free to live with God and enjoy his presence because of the blood of the Messiah. So the scriptures put it this way. It is in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. It is about Yeshua the Messiah, our Savior, our Lord. Hebrews 9, 12. He entered into the holies once for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. Verse 14. How much more will the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. For our sake, Yeshua ascended to heaven with his own blood. The blood of Yeshua is the most precious gift given by our Heavenly Father to his children. However, only a few understand its value and its power. In fact, I think this is true. You can memorize the commandments. You can know the scriptures, grow among believers, have a past look. But until one experiences the power of Yeshua's cleansing and redemptive blood, he still remains in sin. The covenant will not become a reality, and sadly it will not accomplish anything for such a person. But one who simply accepts the gift of salvation that Yeshua bought with his blood, the life of that one will completely change. His stony heart will come alive. Is there a better example of the power of the blood than the story of the Exodus? I think so. I think not. It's in Exodus chapter 12, verse 22. This is the story of Exodus. Exodus 12, 22. You are to take a bundle of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and apply it to the crossbeam and two doorposts with the blood from the basin. None of you may go out the door of his house until morning. Adonai will pass through to strike down the Egyptians. But when he sees the blood on the crossbeam and the two doorposts, Adonai will pass over that door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you down. The truth is, while the blood was in the vessel, it was inactive. It was just spilled blood collected in a vessel. The blood gained the power for salvation only when it was taken from the vessel and applied to the frame of the door. Have you had the blood of Yeshua applied to the door frame of your heart? If the Messiah is the master of your life, then the doorposts of your doors, your heart, have been anointed with his blood. And this blood is not only for the forgiveness of sins, but also for protection. I would like to read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. So let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and body washed with pure water. A peaceful, clear conscience is a sign that your heart has been sprinkled by the sacrificial blood of the Lamb, of the Messiah. Thank you so much.